It's been more than 8 months since a landslide destroyed a home in North Salt Lake, but remediation efforts have yet to begin. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports on why fixing the hill is taking so long and what it means for a local business owner affected by the slide.
Brad Ferreira is the owner of the Eagle Ridge Tennis and Swim Club that is located directly below the hill where the landslide happened. He spends a lot of his time on one of the 6 courts the club has teaching tennis lessons. But all of that changed after the August 5th landslide covered 3 of his courts with tons of dirt and destroyed the canopy covering them.
We're expecting this to be fixed by now, but it's taken a lot longer than we expect, and we're not actually sure when it's going to be, when they're going to get started or when it's going to be fixed.
Because of the delay, Ferreira has only been able to use half of his courts for the past 8 months. He says that's causing him serious anxiety about the club's future.
It's taken out about half of our, well, not quite half, but a significant portion of our income. Worst case is we don't get those 3 tennis courts back, and we have to operate on 3 tennis courts. With the current debt structure that I have on 3 tennis courts, it would be extremely difficult.
After meeting with Ferreira, I then went and spoke with North Salt Lake City Mayor Lynn Arvey about the city's remediation plan.
Is he going to be able to recover those 3 courts, or is...
No, there'll be room down at the bottom. He may be able to get some parking there, but those 3 courts will probably not be usable.
Arvey also says one of the main reasons work hasn't started yet is because he and the city council are still trying to figure out who's going to pay the estimated $2 million price tag to fix the hill.
To be honest, I don't see how the city could fund the whole thing. But I am getting positive feedback from people that do want the project done.
Those people include the developer, Sky Properties, and Questar and Kern River, who have gas pipelines near the slide. Meanwhile, Brad Ferreira is left with 3 less tennis courts and a very uncertain future.
It's a lot of money to fix the hill. Unfortunately, we're stuck at the bottom, and you know, if there were deep pockets and everybody would fix everything and put us back to where we were, life would be good, but it doesn't seem to work out that way.
The North Salt Lake City Council is currently deciding between 2 construction companies who bid on the project. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.